smiles if across the stars.
Hello, hello, Aggie Chat Nation.
Hello.
I'm DJ DB Cooper, and I'm joined at undisclosed locations, engaging in...
Undisclosed matters,
precisely. Thank you, DJ Squidward. So it's just us today, and the first thing I have on the schedule is a couple fan interviews from our recent excursion to the Causeway Classic. So I'm going to go pull those up, and then we can listen to what the fans had to say at the football game against Sacramento State this past weekend. As soon as they will load, and then I gotta figure out, okay. They're all in this folder. So yeah, I'm just gonna jump right into it.
Nice.
This is Aggie Chat on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, and here are some wonderful interviews with the fans at the Causeway Classic this past weekend.
KDVS Nation, this is Big Easy, and I'm here with...
Daryl Goss.
Daryl, you seem like a big UC Davis fan. What do you think's working this year?
Everything. We have a great team, great coach. It was set up by the former coach, and we're ready to be back to UC Davis form.
Oh yeah,
winning and going to the playoffs.
Looking at the game state right now, we're already up. Sacramento State's got nothing. What do you think it's going to mean now, back-to-back Causeway Classic Cups?
Well, I don't want to say nothing, because when you talk about the rivalry, anything can happen. So I just want to make sure we continue to play our game.
Oh, there you go. And Lan Larrison, senior running back, he's probably entering the draft this year. Where do you want to see him go?
I just want him to be him. He's come from a great family. He's a great young man, and he represents Davis well. So go and do well.
There you go.
And can I comment on Lan? I want to see him go to the 49ers. Yeah. Because my boy CMC, he's wearing down. He's got a few good years left in him, but that would be a great replacement. Slide right in there.
We got a running back room of CMC, Isaac Gardino, Jordan Mason, and now Lan Larrison.
Well, and I don't know if you know who this person is.
Ronald's going to do that.
He's the first 1,000-yard rusher in UC Davis history.
Really?
I am him. Yeah.
Really? Can we get your name?
Ron Austin.
Ron Austin. Yes. Well, it's great to meet you.
This
is total surprise, man.
He wasn't going to let it get by. Yeah.
And I'm seeing you threw him under, you threw Daryl under the bus?
No. Daryl, he's attended more games than me. But everybody who's dreading about last week, now that we felt them, we're going to see him again. It's going to be a different story. That team's been doing this for a long time. But Davis is ready.
Yeah, we saw that in the fourth quarter. Davis bouncing back a good, 20 points.
There you go.
All it was lost, really bad read at the very end of the game. But if we can get that going early, we're going to get moving. I want to give a big thank you to Mr. Daryl and Mr. Ron. Can we get a quick go Ags for the fans?
Go Ags! Go,
go
Ags.
Ags!
And we are out. Aggie fans, this is Big Easy. Who am I here with?
Ryan Marsh.
Ryan. Sacramento State, cool 3-8 this year. What do you think really went wrong for the team this year?
I think injuries really kind of hurt the team. Messed with team cohesion, and just a lot of the talent that we have on the team just didn't get to play because they were hurt.
So speaking on that, it sounds like there's some more hope for next year if everybody can get healthy, everybody can get a full summer together. How optimistic are you for next year?
I'm pretty optimistic. I think if we can stay healthy, team's got a lot of talent, a lot of potential, and a lot of just motivation and support behind from the community. So I think it's going to go great next year.
Hey, who on this Sac State team do you think is going to make the league first?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm a big fan of Gibson. I'd love to see him play Sundays. And then, obviously, my stepson, but he's got a couple more years. Mulliken.
There you go. And can we get a quick Stingers down for the Aggies fans?
Absolutely not. Stingers up.
Aggie fans, we got fantastic senior spotlight with Pate Hunga's sister.
Yes, aloha.
So,
that throws everybody off.
We're with Hunga's sister. What does it mean to you to see him here in front of huge crowd today? We got Aggie fans, Sac State fans, great weather after a lot of rain. How are we feeling today?
We're very excited for him. Like, he just did a sack, and so he's number 90. And so we're just to see his face up on the screen is just amazing.
What's your favorite memory in football, like at any level? Pee-wee, high school, college?
My favorite memory is just all of us just coming together as a family to support him.
There you go.
Yes.
And can we get a quick Stingers down for the Aggie fans at home?
Stingers down! Chee-hoo!
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. A very, very, very big thank you to all of the Aggie and Hornet fans who took the time to talk with us during the game on Saturday. It was a real pleasure to be there and get to just interact with not only the players, but also the fans and everyone, too. It was just a great, great environment. And really, it was a wonderful privilege to be able to go to the game and do coverage for Aggie Talk and Aggie Chat. And, yeah, we hope we will be back next year for the next Cosby Classic, as well as for this upcoming playoff game. So that was all I really had planned. I also wanted to give a very, very big shout-out to Dale Gross and Ron Austin, former UC Davis players from the late 70s, early 80s. I did look up their records in the record book. And, yeah, Ron Austin, I mean, he was a tremendous player for the Aggies back in the day. And it was super nice to meet him and Daryl just kind of walking around. We just went up to these guys and said, hey, you know, looks like they know ball. Let's get an interview. And then, what do you know, they turn out to be former Aggies. So super cool experience there. And yeah, now that that's finished, I don't really know what else I was planning to do. Do you want to just do Sporkle?
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
All right. The thing about Sporkle is there are a lot of really good ones and a lot of really bad ones. And the last thing
the
I was doing here was brain rot.
Quiz.
The brain rot quizzes that are serious. All right, let's just go to sports and see if there's any good ones. Single team Big Ten. Oh, okay. The thing about Sporkle is you only want to do the classics. Thanksgiving teams. What is this quiz? Can you name the Big Four teams whose names begin with the letters of Thanksgiving?
The Big Four teams?
Yeah. Like MLB, NBA,
oh.
NHL, NFL.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this could be fun. I don't know. I like the ones that are more stats oriented though than the goofy ones. What else do they have on here? What else is popular today?
Letter E Hall of Famers is crazy.
Letter E Hall of Famers. Okay, we can do this. Can you pick the league in which the following Hall of Famers participated? And they all start with the letter E. Carl Eller.
That sounds like a baseball guy.
I don't think this is a baseball guy because I think I would know him if he's a baseball guy. This sounds like a 1950s NFL name.
1950s NFL, okay.
Bang.
No, there you go. Yeah, there.
John Elway,
football,
NFL.
Broncos.
Phil Esposito. I thought that was a golfer. Who am I thinking of?
Esposito.
That sounds like a golfer's name.
I feel like
NFL too. Honestly.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think it may be NFL.
No,
oh, NHL.
NHL. Actually, okay, I think I knew that.
Johnny Evers.
I'm pretty sure that's a baseball player.
Yep.
Kenny Easley. That's an NFL type name.
Easley.
I feel like this guy was definitely a quarterback in the 80s.
It's either NFL or NHL, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to go NFL. Nice.
Weeb
Eubank.
That seems like a great NBA name.
I think I agree.
Oh,
nope.
NFL. Oh,
why are they all football? Alex English. That's a hockey player, right? Nope.
NBA. Oh, my goodness.
Buck Ewing.
NBA.
Right. No.
What?
Wait, you're thinking of Patrick Ewing.
Oh, man.
Buck Ewing, yeah. Julius Irving is an NBA player. Turk Edwards. Great name.
Turk.
Has there been a single NHL player yet?
Yeah, there was.
Okay.
Esposito was NHL.
That's right. I mean, just going off of, like, assuming there's an even distribution, I feel like some of these have to be NHL players. So I'm gonna go NHL.
Ooh, where's NFL?
Dennis Eckersley, baseball. Yeah. Tony Esposito.
Tony?
Is this guy also an NHLer? Were they like brothers?
They were brothers.
Hang on. I gotta look this up. Tony Esposito. Canadian-American ice hockey goaltender. Was Phil Esposito his brother? He was the younger brother of Phil Esposito, a center. That's an interesting family, a center and a goalie. I feel like most like NHL families, they play the same position.
Yeah.
Like I never know how to pronounce his name, but Brady and Matthew Tkachuk.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know. So I don't know. I feel like that's a little bit weird. Let's see. Do we have any other good quizzes on here? Seattle Kraken leaders by position. I don't know the Kraken that well.
I know the Kraken, but not that well.
Yeah. 20-plus season quarterbacks. I feel like this is going to be like a deceptively hard one.
Bears, Oilers, Raiders. I don't know football past before maybe 2004.
I mean, I think some of these are like obvious. But
yeah, like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, so like Packers, Jets, that's Aaron Rodgers.
Then you got Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is Patriots, Buccaneers.
And then Andy Dalton? Yep, the last one, I think.
No, Buccaneers, Browns, Ravens, Jets, Cowboys, Patriots, Panthers.
Because he's on the Panthers now.
This is 1987 to 2007, though.
I'm going crazy. Never mind.
Patriots or Chargers, Saints. That's Drew Brees. Right.
Okay.
91 to 2010, Falcons, Packers, Jets, Vikings. That is Brett Favre. The first football game I ever went to was Brett Favre on the Vikings playing the Niners at Candlestick.
Oh, nice. Mine was Jets game. It was Peyton Manning.
Ooh.
And I think it might have...
Colts or Broncos?
Broncos. It might have been Geno Smith. It was 2014. It was either Geno Smith or the butt fumble guy.
No, I think it was Geno. I think it was post-Mark Sanchez. 1956 to 1976, 49ers, Steelers, Lions, Colts, Dolphins. That's a tough one.
See, the only Dolphins quarterback I know is like Dan Marino.
Yeah, there's like Dan Marino and Bob Greasy, but it's not Bob Greasy. Bears, Oilers, Raiders.
Raiders?
Warren Moon? No. Okay, I don't think we're getting
either
of these.
Yeah, we're not getting that.
George Blanda, Earl Morrall, and Vinny Testaverde.
Okay.
Those are good polls.
Some MLB postseason. Not all of them, but just some of them.
I'm not really seeing any very good ones, to be honest. MLB top 100 most home runs in a season in the 1990s. This could be an interesting one. You want to do this one?
I will not know this.
All right, let's just go. Let's just speed run. All right, St. Louis Cardinals, 90s? Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa. It's 97 and 98 Seattle. I think that's A-Rod, not Ken Griffey. Nope, that is Ken Griffey. No. Okay, yeah. 1990 Detroit, 51. Is it like Cecil Fielder? Nice.
Wait, try Strawberry.
Oh, yeah, he might be on here.
Yeah, he was. Okay. Nice.
96 Baltimore, that is the Brady Anderson year. Who could forget? 95 Cleveland, that is Albert Bell.
Was Keith Hernandez?
Yeah, okay.
I don't think
Keith Hernandez is retired by the 90s. 98 Padres, that is Ken Caminiti. No? 98 Padres, and it's not Ken Caminiti. That's a good one. I don't know.
I see a 91 New York Mets player over there. I'm just trying to think.
Ooh. Strawberry. It could be like, I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that is a.
That's an interesting one. 97 Colorado is Larry Walker. 96 Colorado is Dante Bichette. No. Is it Todd Helton?
It was Tom Seaver.
He was a pitcher.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
96 Texas, I think.
I only know old Mets pitchers. That's all I know.
I think both of these Texas are Wongon. Only one of them is. 99, Texas. Palmero. Yep, okay. 96, Colorado. Not Helton, not Bichette. Oh, I know him, but I can't place the name. Oh, 93, SF. That's Barry Bonds. 98, Toronto. That's Carlos Delgado. No. 98, Delgado is on here, but it's not the one I was looking at. Then another Colorado. 99, Atlanta. 99, Cleveland. Not Albert Bell. Mo Vaughn.
Greg Vaughn.
I didn't even consider that, but that was like two of the top answers, so that's good. 98, Cleveland. Jim Tomei. No. Ooh. 96, New York Mets.
Yeah.
Ooh. See, I feel like I should know way more about the 90s Mets than I do because of Seinfeld. But I really only know, like, Keith Hernandez and Roger McDowell.
I only know, like, Mets, like, to, like, maybe, like, the 2000s. That's, yeah. Like, that's the best you're going to get me. If I was not born, it didn't happen.
96 Seattle. Is that Jay Buhner? Nice. That's another player that you know because of Seinfeld, Jay Buhner. 91 Oakland. That's got to be Jose Canseco. Nice. He was also 98 Toronto. Interesting. 98 Atlanta. 97 Yankees. Ooh, who was like really just mashing home? I mean, Tino Martinez? Nice. 99 Cleveland. This is probably the same as like this 98 Cleveland. Who is that? It's not Jim Tomei. It's not Kenny Lofton, surely. Yeah. 97 Houston, it's gotta be Jeff Bagwell. 99 SF. Is it control? No. 94 San Francisco. Hit 43 home runs. That's a lot of home runs. I should know whoever hit 43 home runs for the Giants in 1994 and was not Barry Bonds or Will Clark. Is it Matt Williams? Nice! Okay, 99 Toronto, John Olerud? No, he's not on here. 99 Montreal. Ooh. No. 99 Montreal. It's not Andre Dawson. It's too late. Okay, I'm just going to skip that one. 96 Florida. That's got to be Gary Sheffield. Okay. 97 Colorado, 96 Mets, 93 White Sox. It's going to be Frank Thomas.
Okay. I'm going to assume like a lot of the Mets ones are going to be overlapping as well.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance it's all the same guy because... and
that's crazy.
There's so many Rockies just because this is like pre-Humidor cores. And I have no chance of getting any of them. 93, I mean, surely Dale Murphy's not on here. Yeah. 97 LAD. Like Jeff Kent on here? No. 1999 Mets.
It's like one of the best
Cubs.
Mets hitters and I can't get it.
Like,
are you kidding me?
Who is this?
Our fake fan?
Oh, man. I feel like this
no,
should not
Jose,
be hard.
Jose was not playing in 1999. He was not playing in the
90s. 90s Mets. 90s Mets. Oh, I feel like this is so obvious. Okay. 93 San Diego, Atlanta. I feel like I should know that one, too, but I don't. 1990 Oakland. Is that, like, Jason Giambi? No. 1990 Tiger, Johnny Damon, no. 1999 Tigers, 1996, it's like Pudge on here, no. Another Met, another Expo, another Brewer. Does Craig Biggio get on here? Nope. Who's the other one? Lance Berkman? I don't think he was playing this early, yeah.
I know who it is, but I can't get the name. I was at his retirement game.
Oh, I think we're just gonna.
I was at the like number retirement game.
We're just gonna give up. Okay, Todd Hundley is one of them.
Mike Piazza, are you kidding me?
Mike Piazza. Oh my god, that's bad.
Yeah,
that's bad.
That's actually horrible.
That's really bad. Ryan Sandberg on here. I didn't expect that. Fred McGriff should have gotten that one. Matt Stairs. Vladimir Guerrero, obviously. Who was the Giant? The Giant was... Where was they? Oh, we got him. Never mind. It was Matt Williams, right? Manny Ramirez, obvious. Vinny Castilla and Andres Galarraga are the Rockies. Sean Green, Brian Giles. I mean, we actually didn't beat the average. Never mind. Okay, let's just move on to the next one then. Last MVP from every big four city. I think this is a good one. Oh, but it gives you the year too. This is so easy. Okay. 2024 Denver. That's Nikola Jokic. Oh yeah, and Nathan MacKinnon. 2024 Los Angeles. That's Shohei Ohtani. And he's also the last one for Anaheim. 2024 New York City. That is Aaron Judge. 2023 Atlanta. That is Ronald Acuna. 2023 Baltimore.
Oh, that's quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. 2023 Edmonton is Connor McDavid. 2023 Philadelphia is Joel Embiid. 2022 Kansas City is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes. Or
2022 St. Louis, Paul Goldschmidt, right? And then I can't spell Goldschmidt. 2022 Toronto is Austin Matthews. Okay. 2021 Green Bay is Aaron Rodgers. 2020 Chicago, that's Jose Abreu. And then 2020 Milwaukee is Giannis. Yeah. 2019 Tampa Bay is Steven Stamkos. Nikita Kucherov. Nice.
Oh, that's like the year that like every single team in Tampa won, right?
Yeah. Or maybe it was. I don't really remember. I think it was 21, actually.
Oh.
2018 Boston is... Ooh, Patrice Bergeron. No, it's Mookie Betts, though. Obviously.
Houston.
2018 Houston. It's not a baseball player, I don't think. Because it wasn't Altuve that year. Could be like, is it James Harden?
Would it be James Harden?
It is James Harden.
What's
nice.
What's that, Newark?
Newark, yeah. So do they have any teams besides the Devils?
No, we only had the Devils.
So then,
wait, we had the Devils and then we had the Red Bulls, but that would count as.
But yeah, it's not Big Four.
Yeah, so.
So, who from the Devils won an MVP?
I was not into hockey in 2018.
Yeah, the only Devil I know is Martin Brodeur, who was.
You could try that.
He was retired by then.
Okay.
Let's just go to the next one. 2017 Miami, so that could be the Marlins, the Heat.
It could be if it's the Heat, it could be who's that guy?
I think this is
Wade. If it could
maybe no, because this is post LeBron, pre Jimmy Butler. 2017 Oklahoma City is KD. No, is Westbrook. 2017 Miami, so it could be the Marlins, it could be the Heat, it could be the Dolphins.
I doubt it was the Dolphins.
No way, it's the Dolphins, or it could be a Florida Panther. Well, the Panthers were like really bad back then, so.
Yeah.
Oh, Giancarlo Stanton, of course.
2016 Oakland.
26, that's Steph. Nice.
They haven't moved yet.
Yeah, it was pre-move. 2015 Charlotte is Cam Newton.
He was good. I remember
that. He was. 2015 Montreal, that's the Carey Price MVP.
DC.
2015 DC is Bryce Harper. 2014 Pittsburgh is Sidney Crosby. Okay. 2013 Detroit is Miguel Cabrera. 2012 Minneapolis is, so it could be a Viking, it could be a T-Wolf.
Kirk wasn't playing then.
No, Kirk wasn't there yet. Also, Kirk hasn't won an MVP. I mean, the first thought is Kevin Garnett, but yeah, I don't think so. Who won the AL MVP in 2012? I don't think it was a twin. I'm just going to go Joe Mauer, Justin Morneau. Yeah, neither of them.
Straight San Francisco. Let's just move on.
Yeah, San Francisco's Posey.
Arlington, where is that again?
That's where the Rangers play, and it's Josh Hamilton. Yeah. 2010 Cincinnati. Joey Votto. There we go.
Cleveland.
2010 Cleveland is...
LeBron? Try LeBron.
It is LeBron. And then 2010 Vancouver. Oh, it's... I mean, it's a Canuck. Because... Canucks are the only Vancouverite sports team. I'm just trying to remember who. I don't have it. I do not have it. 2009 Indianapolis. That's Peyton Manning. Yep.
Dallas.
2007 Dallas is.
That could be a Cowboy.
It's got to be a Cowboy. I think. Is it Tony Romo? No.
He wasn't playing back then, I don't think.
I don't remember.
2007, I don't think so.
Who's actually like in Dallas proper? It's the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. They don't have an NBA team.
No.
And they have the Stars.
But
I don't know.
Were they
about
even
the Stars
a team
from,
yeah, at they, that point?
I think they were. I think it was post the move. But
okay.
I just don't know who it could be because the only star I know is like Jamie Benn. But 2006 Phoenix, that's Steve Nash. Nice. 2006 San Diego, that is LaDainian Tomlinson. Boom. 2006 San Jose, that is Joe Thornton. Just had his number retired.
Oh, nice.
Shout out my goat. 2005 Seattle, that's...
Mariners.
No, it's not a Mariner. I think it's a Supersonic, isn't
it? Ooh.
So, I mean... Oh, I don't know the Supersonics like that. Is it like T-Mac? No, he was retired by then, I think.
Who's that one Supersonic that has... Kevin Garnett was on Supersonics?
Was
no?
he? He was on the Wolves. He was on the Celtics. Those are the two ones I know him for. 2003 Nashville is... So Nashville is the Titans and the Predators. And I don't know either of their team histories that well.
2003 San Antonio, Tim Duncan.
Gotta be. Tim Duncan or like, yeah, yep. Tim Duncan.
Salt Lake.
That's gotta be... He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Oh, man.
1998 Buffalo. So that's too late to be Jim Kelly.
Bills, and then they had the Sabres.
Oh, it could be a Sabre. That's right. But I don't know either of the team histories like that. Mm.
Portland
78
is crazy. I'm not.
Ottawa 1924. You're not getting 100 that
100 years ago. Do you know the MVP for 100 years ago?
1978 Portland has got to be like.
The Trailblazers.
So it's just the only possibility is a Blazer.
Yeah.
So it could be like Luke Walton.
Nice.
Ooh, nice. Or Bill Walton, rather. Yeah. I think that's all we're going to get. Let's give up. Taylor Hall.
Wait, who is the Dallas one?
The Dallas one.
Dirk. Oh, they do have a team. The Mavericks.
That's right, bro.
Oh, we forgot about the Mavericks.
How are we? Sean Alexander, Steve McNair, Frank Nybor for the 1924 Ottawa Senators. Dominic Hasek, Henrik Sedin, that's right, and AP. Okay, we should have gotten AP. Okay, let's see if we can find like a 1 minute one.
Negative golf quotes.
Popular all time. What's the fastest one there is? Come on, give me like 1 minute because that's all the time we have. Big Four U.S. sports cities. Okay, let's do this one. There's 12 that have all four U.S. Big Four sports teams.
New York.
New York.
LA,
Los Angeles, yeah. Chicago, San Francisco, the Bay Area broadly.
Houston?
No. They don't have a hockey team.
Tampa?
Miami? I don't think Tampa Bay has a... Yeah, because they don't have a...
Pittsburgh or Philly? Try both.
Philly, I don't think Pittsburgh has a NBA team.
Boston?
Detroit, Boston. I think Minneapolis, low-key. Yeah.
Not Green Bay.
I think... No, Charlotte doesn't have a baseball team. Does Milwaukee... No.
Denver,
that's right. That's a sneaky one. I don't think Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Phoenix?
No.
No, they don't have a what is Phoenix?
They don't have a hockey
have?
Team anymore.
That's right. St. Louis. No. What am I saying?
Dallas? Wait, did we do Dallas already? Or did we do Houston? Yeah, let's
Dallas.
Go. We got one more. Does New Orleans have a hockey team?
No, and they don't have a baseball team either.
Oh.
DC. Bam.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, with that, I think that's going to be the end of Aggie Chat. Thank you all for tuning in to this very non-standard week of Aggie Chat. Coming up next is Walking the Spiral, or I don't know if you're subbing or what. Okay. So, yeah, I guess I'm just going to put on some music, and then we'll turn it over to the next DJ as soon as they're ready. Yeah, thanks for listening. And, oh, yeah, we got to do the thing, but I don't know if I can do the thing. You haven't seen the thing. It's
no, I haven't seen
DJ OEB. Every time we'll end Aggie Chat by saying Aggie Chat in a really high pitched voice, but I don't know if I can make my voice do that. So
I can do that.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's like higher. That's more than I expected. Let me see if I can do it. Aggie Chat. Okay, no,
oh,
I can't.
That?
Okay,
oh,
that was horrible. Let's just go to music.